Demonstrate cultural responsiveness. Financial counselors will work with clients with whom they may have many differences. AFCPE's Standard of Practice 1 addresses categories of differences that require non-discrimination. Standard of Practice 1, non-discrimination. Counselors respect diversity and must not discriminate against clients because of age, color, culture, disability, ethnic group, gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, marital status, or socioeconomic status. All people have some personal biases based on their upbringing and experiences, but competent financial counselors work toward self-awareness of biases and make efforts to improve. They consider it important to know the self and may get training or therapy in this area. They explicitly take an inventory of their biases and assumptions. The first step in working on this is recognition. Effective counselors who belong to one or more dominant groups can take some time to consider the advantages this has created in their own lives. They can then compensate for these biases, or they might avoid certain media that reinforce such biases. A key concept here is the other or the outsider. Societies make us groups and them groups and assign hierarchy and stereotypes to them. For example, a person may subconsciously believe a person who works outside the home is superior to a homemaker in some way. The term microaggression refers to subtle, often unintentional verbal and slash or nonverbal behavior that reinforces stereotypes, dismisses a client's cultural identity, or makes them feel judged, marginalized, or invisible. Even supposed compliments can cause this harm if it implies the individual is an exception to a given stereotype. Speaking of a female leader as aggressive, but the same behavior from a male leader as a straight talker is an example. A supposed compliment that a client lacks some negative stereotypical element of their culture is a microaggression. However, even when a counselor is choosing their words carefully, microaggression could still be a nonverbal behavior issue, such as showing impatience, fear of the person, or looking at a client in a silent, judging way when they admit to financial behavior that they may already feel ashamed about. Microaggressions can be recognized as a form of discrimination, documented and addressed through self-reflection and training. Example, in Black financial culture, author Michael G. Thomas Jr. says he was perceived as a threat to people outside my community until proven otherwise. He relates how this led to a microaggression from a school principal when he was younger that stuck with him. He was singled out for being late even though other kids were also coming in late and were not singled out. He was typically punctual and took great pride in this punctuality. If the principal had instead inquired about how he was doing or why he was late, she may have learned that his mother worked the graveyard shift and it was up to him and his sister to get ready on their own. Counselors need to cultivate self-awareness and recognize that a client's willingness to trust or open up may be shaped by their lived experiences, including past or ongoing experiences of discrimination. These dynamics can influence the counseling relationship in subtle and significant ways. Thoughtful and appropriate use of self-disclosure may help reduce perceived power imbalances and foster a more collaborative environment. Additionally, if a client expresses that their race or cultural identity is a contributing factor to their financial challenges, it is critical to listen with empathy and validate their perspective. Dismissing or minimizing such experiences is not only inappropriate, but it can also damage trust and hinder the client's progress. Creating a space where clients feel seen, heard, and respected is essential to providing effective and equitable financial counseling. Failure to do this can result in a client feeling marginalized. Marginalized is defined as a systematic societal exclusion of groups or individuals that can lead to reduced access to financial resources or trust in financial systems. Counselors need training to avoid contributing to this dynamic. A professional responsibility of a financial counselor is to learn about the clients they often will be working with. An important example to learn about is whether that culture feels free or constrained to talk about money matters or feelings, and who they feel they can trust for advice, example family versus a counselor. Financial counselors educate themselves so they can be more likely to have patience when needed to create a positive relationship. Effective counselors identify the client's needs rather than unconsciously substituting their own needs. As a financial counselor starts learning about the culture or other social groups of a given client, they may make some assumptions based on what they think they know. However, these assumptions may not apply to this client. Learning about cultures and other forms of diversity can help avoid misunderstandings or miscommunication. Example, when and how often making eye contact is appropriate. But the counselor should always be open to an individual rewriting the counselor's internal script of who they think the client is. Working with the elderly can help illustrate the concept. A younger financial counselor working with an elderly client may unconsciously feel discomfort due to fears about their own decline, loss of social status, mobility, or mortality. They may have trouble relating to the client because they feel like they belong in a different era and may use cultural references that are unfamiliar to the counselor. They may have a resistance to using government assistance programs. They may have religious beliefs that play into how they have saved or failed to save for retirement. The client may have hearing loss issues that they do not admit to but may become evident after asking the counselor to repeat things or by showing strained hearing body language. The primary things any financial counselor can do to show cultural sensitivity with any client is to show respect and always model courtesy. Example, return phone calls promptly, listen attentively. When working with the elderly, the use of formal surnames and welcoming the client with a smile and a handshake is often well received. Here are some other examples of ways to be proactive in non-discrimination. Acknowledge challenges. A client may express a limiting narrative, such as a woman discussing a glass ceiling. The counselor could discuss with the client if this resulted in self-limiting behavior, such as not even applying for a supervisor position at work. Use self-compassion. Financial counselors acknowledge and accept their feelings related to biases, and they stay positive and look for the common humanity with clients. Everyone makes mistakes. Financial counselors should focus on recovering from and learning from their mistakes rather than on judging themselves harshly. Accept behavior adaptation. Some clients will withdraw from participation when they perceive themselves as part of an outgroup, such as one spouse who lets the other do the talking, while others may work to cozy up to someone they perceive to be in an in-group, while still others may accept their place in a hierarchy. Financial counselors acknowledge that all clients have reasons for their behavior and tailor their approach to best meet their clients' needs.